Informing America's farmers and ranchers. This is AOA, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Well, thank you for joining us here today on AOA, Agriculture of America. Great to have you along for the ride as we talk about what is going on in agriculture and issues impacting rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. A busy show lined up for you once again here today. Coming up at the end of the program in segment four, we're going to hear about a new facility being built in north central Iowa by Five Star Cooperative that could really have an impact on many farmers across the region. Scott Black, the CEO of the Five Star Cooperative, going to join us coming up here in segment four today. In segment three, we're going to talk markets, look big picture ahead of the USDA WASD report for the month of September coming up on Tuesday the 12th. Mike Zuzulo, president of Global Commodity Analytics, will be joining us in segment three to provide his perspective. In segment two, we're going to have a conversation with the ranking member on the Senate Agriculture Committee, Arkansas Republican Senator John Bozeman, going to join the show to give us an update on the farm bill discussions and much more. Kicking things off, though, here on today's program, we want to get an update on the ongoing hearing about the federal milk marketing orders and where things stand with FMMO. He is the Economic Research and Analysis Director for the National Milk Producers Federation. Stephen Kane is with us here today on AOA. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Stephen, let's dive in here and talk just first. I know that the FMMO hearing is ongoing currently. What's the latest? Where did things stand? I know this is going to be quite a long process here, so get us up to speed on where things stand right now, if you can.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try not to go into too much detail. The policy wonks like myself really enjoy this stuff, but I'll try to keep it enjoyable for everybody. This is the hearing for the federal marketing orders. We're looking to update and really modernize the system to make sure that it's in line with how milk is marketed and priced today. So we're looking at a few main pieces here. We're finishing up our third week in the hearing. It's looking to go probably about 6 weeks long, where USDA has a tentative, hopeful deadline to finish it up by the end of September. We'll see how that goes, and we'll see if the government shutdown happens later in the year. That might cause some hiccups or some bumps in the road, but so far, we're moving along. It's going a little slowly. We haven't had a major update like this in over two decades. It's time for an update, and we're trying to make sure we do it right. So it's going a little slowly, but we're making progress and moving through a lot of the key issues here to make sure that the orders are operating as effectively as they can.
Well, and you mentioned we haven't had an update in quite some time, and getting this done right, of course, is important to the entire dairy industry. And when we're talking the federal milk marketing order, can you explain to folks listening who may not be fully aware, what are some of the big key things that we are looking to update through this process, Stephen?
Yeah, great question. What we're trying to do here is we're not having a major overhaul of the program. For folks who are in tune, the word reform gets kicked around a lot. This is not that. This is more of just a modernization of the orders to make sure that they're in line with the industry today. So again, two decades since we've had a major update, a lot of the pieces in the orders are just out of date. Some of the pricing formulas were pegged to some static milk composition factors. The industry has moved forward. We're getting more and more components out of milk than we ever have before, and the formulas in the order aren't representing those increased components in the milk, and farmers aren't getting the full value for the milk that they're producing. So that's one of the major pieces that we've covered so far this hearing, is updating the skim milk composition factors, just to make sure that farmers are adequately being compensated for the milk that they're producing. That's been a major key piece so far. We've also been looking at some protein components in the Class 3 milk pricing formula. A lot of words there, but at the end of the day, what that is looking at is is taking barrel cheese out of the protein component formula. It's currently being overvalued in that formula, and again, paying farmers less than the value of their milk that's going into produced cheese. So it's a major key piece there that we've been working on that's finished up here a couple of days ago. But now we're getting into updating what things are called the make allowance or the manufacturing cost for producing certain dairy products around the country. Those, again, haven't been updated in a very long time. We had a slight update on make allowances back in around 2008. So again, another 15 years since we've had an adjustment there. So we're just making sure that those make allowances are in line with the actual cost it takes to make dairy products in the United States. Everybody's seen inflationary pressures that we've seen in just the last few years. Span that out a little longer, and we've got to make sure that those are in line with the costs we're seeing today. So we just got into that piece. We're working through that. That'll be going on for the next week or so before we get into some other factors in a week or so.
Well, as well, Stephen, we've alluded to this is a bit of a long process, but getting things done right. Once the hearing is wrapped up, what's the timeline look like once the hearing is wrapped up? How soon do we have a draft decision from USDA? Is there public comment period and more? I mean, how does that timeline work, if you can fill us in there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a tentative kind of recommended decision that we're looking to expect around late February, early March. We'll get likely, after that, we'll have some comment periods back and forth between USDA and stakeholders. We'll likely get a final decision from USDA sometime late June, early July. Have some referendums then after we get a final hearing notice or final decision for whether or not we vote in those recommended changes, and that'll be on an order-by-order basis. So, we're looking well into next year before we get a final decision, but we'll hopefully have a great outcome from that.
Well, it's a multi-step process, and as you alluded to, it's all about making sure things are current for a changing dairy market and really a changing world, right, Stephen?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just making sure that things are in line with how the industry operates today. So that's our main focus here, just to make sure that dairy farmers and processors are all operating in a regulatory environment that suits the industry as it operates today.
And I know if folks have questions, want to check things out online, I'm sure they could do that easily. You guys have a lot of great stuff, a lot of great resources available on the nmpf.org website, don't you, Stephen?
Yeah, absolutely. nmpf.org, following along with a lot of updates there that we're pushing out. Also, the USDA hearing website has a lot of great information as well, really timely updated data. But yeah, nmpf.org. Has some easy to digest and quick updates on the program.
Fantastic. With that, Economic Research and Analysis Director with the National Milk Producers Federation, Stephen Kane, thanks so much for joining us here today on AOA. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk Farm Bill. We're going to have a discussion with a ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, Senator John Bozeman. That's on the way next here on AOA.